What's up, everybody? It's your boy, JT Thompson, with another episode of Gym Talk. It's been a while, man. You know, I know I've been slipping. You know, I've been going through some things, you know, some changes that I had to take care of. The few little listeners that I do have, you know, hitting me up in the inbox like, is you gonna make anything? I need you to talk that talk. I need you to put something out there that I can listen to, man. You know, you're a cool dude to listen to. I'm like, okay, let me get one up in there today, man. So anyway, man, you know, it's like I said, it's been a long about 2 months or so, man. It's been a minute since I made my last podcast, you know, talking about anything of relevancy. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we could talk about a lot of things today from what we're seeing on the news and what's going on in the world. A lot of craziness. You know, 4-5 acting the fool, y'all. This man is, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, like President Trump. And I know some people who disagree with the guy, but he on one. That's all I'm going to say about that. I ain't really get on here to be political today, at least not today. But really, man, I just come here to talk to y'all about some things that may go on in your life that, you know, recently has been going on in my life. So, you know, everybody kind of have a story to share, a story to tell or a testimony to share. So for me, let's start out with the topic. Today's topic is going to be when life hits you. You know, when things in life hit you, how do you get around it? How do you keep moving forward? And a lot of us handle obstacles that happen to us a lot differently than other people. I'm one of those guys that when things hit me, man, oh, my God, you know, you could tell. I ain't gonna lie. You know, people be like, dang, what's wrong with you? And it's not that I'm trying to rear. It's just that sometimes in life you just, you know, things that hit you so hard where you like, you know, you try to play it off and smile and you just can't do it. You know, and sometimes you just need to, you know, to kind of get yourself in your own space. Just get away from everybody and you know, and meditate, you know, because a lot of times you can't be in a room with someone and, you know, people trying to cheer you up and talk with you and they can see something's wrong with you, but nobody really has any consideration to say, you know what, let me just leave him alone. He might be having a bad day. So, you know, people always want to, hey, how you doing? You know, what's going on with you? You know, you don't look too, you're like, shut your ass up. But, you know, you can't say that. So, you know, how do you handle your problems, man? You know, I got some good solutions. One of them is to meditate. I just started that meditation. And meditating is not bad. But it's, you know, you can meditate all types of different ways. Like me, I like to go by the lake and just look at the water and sit there and think and let the breeze hit me. You know, I just like to be in a nice little space, not by a lot of people, but where it's enough people around, you know, where I can just look. I can people watch it, things of that nature. Some people literally like to get down in yoga and things of that nature. They want to, you know, kind of stretch and really get into the meditation prayer and things of that nature. And some people, you know, pray. Prayer is a good way of meditation. You know, to just pray and talk to God. You know, I think we all can do that. You know, for those who are believers in Christ, or you know, if you're a believer in that, there's a higher power. You know, you can talk to God in a way that only He can understand. Because man can only take you so far. I can only give you so much advice. You know, but the little bit of advice that I'm giving you, I'm pretty sure that it will help to a certain degree. But, you know, these are some things that you can take with you. You know, let me sit down. Let me just think, you know, when the kids get too crazy and your spouse get crazy. And, you know, I went through a thing now for the last month and a half. I did not feel like even being in a gym. I forced my way to go to the gym, but my workouts were shitty. My workouts were the worst because, you know, you're thinking about these other things that are going through your brain. You know, you're trying to block that out, you know, all these little situations, you know, and it's like, and I'm not trying to get spiritual on you guys, but it's like the devil just keep fucking with you, you know? He come to seek, kill, and destroy. You know, when there's a, and the devil can be anything. It can be a person that's just always looking to bring you down. You know, always negative. You know, so much negative energy around you. And sometimes you got to learn how to block that out and just get in a space by yourself. Tune that shit out, you know? And, you know, for me, I couldn't even get in the gym. You know, I would get in the gym and my workouts would be shitty and I'd be half-assed going through my workouts. And I was making posts like, hey, man, you know, I don't know how I'm going to get through the day. I'm trying to find my motivation back. You know, I'm talking about here doing shows and I'm in the gym like, how I'm going to do a show and I can't even get through my workouts. So, you know, I got through that just by, you know, I had to take a break, not necessarily from the gym, but just take a break on my mind, just learning how to clear my mind completely out and just relax, you know, and learning and putting in my mind the most important things in life that I have to worry about, and not necessarily worry about, but the priorities that I have to be more concerned about. Are those priorities, and I have to keep my mind that I have to keep myself in check that this is what I need to worry about, not this other shit. You know, my son, my finances, making sure that I'm okay, keeping positive energy around me. I can't worry about all this other shit, you know, relationships and all that stuff that comes along with being a man, or in some cases, being a woman. You know, sometimes relationships will bring you the fuck down, and it would take a lot of motivation from you. It takes, you know, it put a lot of stress on you. But if you're one of those individuals who could just say, hey, I'm done with it, out, you know, I'm on to the next, my hat's off to you. For those who can't, and it kind of like rears you down because you're figuring like, what the fuck happened, you know, how did we get to this point, you know, when you're in a relationship, that can happen. So learning to know your, let's see if I can make sense out of this. Learning to know what's your stress point, how far you can go, you know, how much you can carry, you know, how much can you carry? Can you carry a big load of stress and worries and problems? I don't think we all can, but knowing your limits. And once you get to know your limits of what you can and can't carry, you have to just woosah and let that shit be. It may hurt you in some situations, and in other situations, it may put you in a place of where you can breathe again. And if you get to that place where you can breathe again and not worry about the other shit, move forward, run. Trust me. That's my episode today. I'll holler back at y'all tomorrow. If not tomorrow, sometime this week, I will get back at you. I'm sorry for taking so long. But things happen in life. You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy JT Thompson, and I'm out.